Go ahead, sir. How are you doing this fine afternoon? Oh my God. My computer's blowing up. I have 5 or 6 people online converting them over. Kind of same thing we did. Oh, fun. No editing today? No. Start back up Monday morning. Well, at least you got a little break from that. You already did Phoenix and IV? Yes, they're both operational and they've been modified, so they're good to go. Except for the Phoenix, you know, the port, you know, opening up the router interface GUI. Yeah, I'm going to do North Valley and Elk today, and if I have the energy, I'm going to try and get to Phoenix. But my gosh, so much better that we can remote into Ivy and Phoenix now.
Oh, yeah, much better. Because I can go in there and tweak it if I need to. Yep, it's all done. That was just godsend to be able to do that.
Yeah, that worked out good. We got to go on some fundraising campaigns, it'd be nice to put the cradle points at every location and have that first and foremost as our connection in. I'm grateful for the other connections at North Valley and Elk, but it's such a frustrating matter not being able to remote.
I think the cheapest way is mini PC at each site. That would, you know, with a remote desktop. But having capabilities like $8 in Phoenix is perfect.
Yep, I definitely agree. And again, I just appreciate all the help. This would be a nightmare to deal with without all your expertise. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It keeps me off the streets at night. You know, my wife gets very annoyed when Sutherland PD has to bring me home.
Yeah, the old Sutherland drunk tank. it's so funny when people assume that we're wild and crazy if you ever do anything, but we're boring old men now.
My excitement is when my computer blows up with all these. I think I had 5 or 6 people this morning chatting with each of on the messenger. There's one guy in Alabama, though. It was just difficult. He had to call me. He was just... I appreciate he wants to learn, but he just doesn't get it. Thank God he brought a third guy online and who understands Linux, so it was easy to explain to him.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'm definitely not a Linux expert, but at least I can maneuver around in the Pi and, you know, I kind of get the concept, so.
Yeah, it takes me back, you know, easier for me because, well, it takes me back to the DOS days, you know, the same thing. Maneuvering around in DOS and changing files and, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, it's now calmed down. Everybody's off working on their nodes, trying to get off of GMRS Live.
I'm just glad that you discovered that other line of code in the registration stuff so that this didn't become two trips.
It's all coming together as we planned, in the words of Hannibal.
That takes me back a little bit.
Paint a decal on your truck, 18.
It's already black and looks like a van. I just need a big red stripe, right?
Oh, yeah. Many, 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 many years ago when I first started getting into ham and repeater owners were starting to trust me to go up to their sites and bang on the machine or, you know, what do whatever. And I had one of those magnetic things I could slap on the side of the car when cars were really metal. It was the emergency repeater repair response team.
Oh, very nice. My buddy is trying to kind of keep his dad's communication company alive. Sadly, his dad passed away this year, and he had Zany Communications down in the Shasta area, which was not a big company or anything. It was just kind of a small side thing. But it means a lot to my buddy, and 624 would comment on it if he was listening. I don't know if he's out there, but really sentimental, really cool stuff. So my buddy Kyle's trying to keep that alive. And when he's off from his normal job, he may be running his own communications company doing repeater repairs.
I hiked on Fraser Mountain, which is 9,000 foot level, and I could only get my car up to about the 5,000 foot level, and the snow stopped me, and I had to hike the rest of the way. And that was one of those locations where you stepped off the snow onto the roof of the building. Luckily, the heat from the door jams, the air coming out, melted all the snow, so you could just slide right down into the door frame.
Nice. That's the only thing that's really making me weigh out the King Mountain concept. I'll talk to you more about that on the phone. But yeah, getting up to a repeater site in heavy snow, that's a big challenge. Again, I heard some pretty cool stories from Steve on that one.
Yeah, I have ridden up to the top of the hilltop with a snowmobile and a sled tied to the back hauling equipment. And that is, I had to travel like 7 miles on a snowmobile. And of course, you know, snowmobile, the faster you go, the better it is going through snow, but you can't go that fast because the sled fills up with snow, so got all the equipment wrapped in plastic bags. You just can't, you know. Yes, back in my younger days.
Yeah, I'm going to end up buying another sled. They're affordable now, and if, you know, you get one that hasn't been beat to the heck, you can get a pretty decent sled for under $5,000. So I'll probably next year, not this winter, but maybe next summer, look for a sled. And, the trick that I saw Steve doing is when he had to take a sled to a site, he strapped a big ice chest to the back of his tunnel and stuck everything in the ice chest.
Well, that's a great idea. Unfortunately, didn't have that. Had a bunch of trash bags. But, yeah. No, that's a great, yeah. Great way of doing it.
Yeah. Put a little foam down and tack everything on top of the foam so it has a little bit of a cushion and go for it. Although I don't think the snow is going to be too rough on anything, but who knows. Anyway, I'm going to jump off here. I got to hit a drive-through and then do a little delivery and then head up the mountains. So I'll talk to you as I'm going up the mountain, I'm sure. WRCD 602.
Okay, I will talk to you a little later on. WRTX 950.